Thierry Henry for Arsenal fans, maybe Alan Shearer for those of a Newcastle or maybe even a Blackburn favour, or Manchester United fans maybe looking to the likes of Ryan Giggs and Roy Keane. We're talking about best ever Premier League footballer. Steven Gerrard, apparently, will be the best Premier League footballer ever. In the Daily Mail, anyway, they claim that if Liverpool win the league, that he should hold that title, the best ever Premier League player. Steven Gerrard, it would be him if Liverpool can go on and win the league this year. Do you agree? 0845955678. Do some of the others that got a mention maybe deserve that accolade? Maybe some of the Chelsea fans will be looking at John Terry, Frank Lampard. Jim Gracie for the Belfast Telegraph. He's on the line this morning. Also, football pundit Mike Parry. A very good morning to you both.
Yeah, morning.
So, Mike, what do you think? Is this fair enough? If Liverpool win the league this year, Steven Gerrard should be crowned the best ever Premier League footballer.
Well, I'm not sure he should be the best ever Premier League footballer, but he should certainly be maybe the most loyal in the sense of his devotion to Liverpool over many, many years, and certainly the problems that the club have gone through, which he's stuck by them.
Apart from when he nearly went to Chelsea.
Yeah, but he didn't, did he? This is the point, you see. To my knowledge, he had two opportunities to go to Chelsea. The first was in 2004, and the second was three seasons later. And then Jose Mourinho left Chelsea, and who knows, whether he'd been tempted to go when Mourinho was still there. But the point is, I think that by that time, it had become too late for Steven Gerrard to even contemplate going anywhere else, particularly after, in the most surprising result in the history of the Champions League, he led Liverpool to winning that trophy and lifting it in that, classic, famous Istanbul final. He wasn't going to go anywhere after that. So he's a great footballer, Steven Gerrard. I'm an Evertonian, but I've got great respect for him. He's a great England captain, but I can't call him the greatest ever Premier League footballer. I can call him the most devoted, the most loyal, maybe even one of the most iconic. And if he wins the Premier League title this season, he will have literally a clean sweep of everything it was possible for him to win during his career. But other players, and I would nominate David Beckham, were greater Premier League footballers than him.
If he does win, or if he does lead Liverpool to the title, does that elevate him on your list as a direct result of that?
Well, he then becomes unique, because I don't know any other footballer who's done that with the same club. I mean, obviously, the Manchester United players who played in the treble-winning side in 99 have a great claim to it, but their longevity at Manchester United, Ryan Giggs is a point in case, was never under question. It was never under question because they played through a period when there was never a need to look for richer pastures because the pastures were so green at Old Trafford and Manchester United, they didn't need to go anywhere. Look, Gerrard is a magnificent example of a man who went and played for his boyhood club, stuck with him throughout his career. He rates, in international terms, in 10 years' time, we'll talk about Steven Gerrard the same way now as we talk about Sir Bobby Charlton, the same way as we talk about Franz Beckenbauer, even probably, in terms of football statesmen, the same way as we talk about Michel Platini or Pelé. That's how high I rate him for his devotion and the job he's done at Liverpool. As an individual footballer, there have been better footballers in the Premier League.
Jim Gracie, the introduction to this piece in the Daily Mail, Henry, Shearer, Giggs, forget them. If Gerrard leads Liverpool to the title, he'll be the best player in Premier League history. What do you think?
I think you've got to probably look at the point of the article was to get people talking, and it's certainly done that. But I have to say I would agree wholeheartedly with Mike there. Great leader, great player. I think it speaks also volumes for football at the moment, especially Premier League football, that loyalty is even now regarded as a remarkable quality. But yes, he's a great player, and yes, he's a great leader, but the greatest ever, I don't think so. I think it's interesting that it's been quantified in terms of medals here, and basically they're saying if and when he wins this
Premier League medal. There's that old phrase, isn't there, Jim, show us your medals. I mean, is that for you what it comes down to?
No, it's not really, because the aforementioned Ryan Giggs comes into play here. I mean, if you're talking about it in terms of medals, then Ryan Giggs must be the world's greatest ever player with 13 Premier League medals, and obviously we know that he's not. Again, Ryan Giggs, great player, but not the greatest Manchester United player. Actually, it reminds me of another Liverpool story that gets told when John Lennon was asked, "Is Ringo the greatest drummer in the world?" And John Lennon said, "He's not even the greatest drummer in the Beatles." You know, but me personally, Terry Henry being mentioned there, I would go for Dennis Bergkamp at Arsenal as their greatest Premier League player. Mine, I would have to say, I would go for Roy Keane by a country mile. I think Keane, again, great player, great leader, won lots of things as well. But I think in terms of influence, I don't think Manchester United would have won as much that they won without Roy Keane.
What's your top three, Mike? Who gets in? Who misses out?
In the Premier League race?
Yes.
Well, my top one is David Beckham. And that's, I know it's you know, people are going to say, but he only played half his career in the Premier League. Doesn't matter. What he did in that first half is he won six Premier League titles in half his career at Manchester United. He won the treble, he won the Champions League. He then went off and became the world ambassador in football. So as far as I'm concerned, he's the best ever. And if you ask anybody anyway who played with him, they'll say that during those 6 years, he was easily the best right-sided footballer in the world. He could hit a dead ball, you know, a corner, a free kick, or he could cross a ball, unlike anybody else. So I would always put Beckham up there. As for the other two, I think Alan Shearer's got to come in because, of course, he's miles away, the leading goal scorer in the history of the Premier League.
Okay.
Although Alan Shearer, a great footballer, his misjudgment was going to Newcastle instead of Manchester United. If he'd gone to Manchester United, there'd be no question who was the greatest ever Premier League footballer. It would have been Alan Shearer.
And who else is in the frame for your top three?
Well, the third one, again, has got to come from Manchester United because they've been the most successful team in the history of the Premier League, and that would have to be Paul Scholes.
Very good shout. Probably technically the best English player we've seen in, what, 20 yes. years?
Yes, I would say so, yeah.
A couple of calls on this already. Tom's in Banbridge. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Joel and Jim Gracie.
And Mike's here as well.
And Mike, yep. Yes. And Mike.
Hello, Mike.
I'm more familiar with Jim Gracie.
Ah, well, sure. Mike will not be offended. He's an Evertonian. Well, they're having a good season.
I'm not offended at all. It's an honour and a pleasure to be on the same programme as Jim.
Nothing will annoy Mike this season if Everton get Champions League football. Go on ahead, Tom.
Sorry, well, I'm a Spurs man, of course, as Jim Gracie knows, but I think Stephen's one of the great players of the Premier League, yeah. But, I mean, you can't call him the greatest player just because he's going to win, if he does win the Premier League this season. I do grant it, but you've got, I mean, Jim mentioned, and I think Mike mentioned Roy Keane. I mean, no one had a greater influence in the Premier League than Roy Keane, and he probably in his commentaries on television still has. So he would be way, way above Stephen Gerrard with regard as a player, but certainly longevity with his support of Liverpool. I think at the moment, Gerrard is an iconic figure and he deserves to be there. But as for the best player in the Premier League, no, I think there's a few ahead of him.
Tom, you sound as if you have a few years behind you. I know you'll not mind me saying that. I mean, in terms even of the great Liverpool players that you've seen over the years, where do you put Stephen Gerrard?
Oh, I would put him in the top rank of, along with, so we'd... I mean, I played myself in the Irish League and I was at Spurs for a short time as an amateur, but I think these guys are all great players. It's very, very difficult to say one's better than the other. I certainly wouldn't agree with Meg about David Beckham. I mean, there's the old story, David couldn't head, couldn't tackle, but he could pass a ball, yeah. And he was certainly an iconic figure too for England, but I wouldn't put him anywhere near Stephen Gerrard.
George is on the Shankill this morning. Morning, George.
Morning, George.
Morning, lads. Whilst I agree with Porky there and Jim Gracie on some of the players they mentioned, each and every one of them players they mentioned, Gerrard has it all. I'm a Rangers fan, so I've no interest really in English football, but I mean, Gerrard has it all in abundance. You know, whilst Beckham could spread a ball all around the pitch and nobody could catch Giggs get up the wing, you know, Gerrard can do all that and he can put it about, Joel. You know, he's probably one of the hardest men in the Premier League now and from its inception.
You like your players to be able to put it about a bit, Gerrard?
Gerrard can do it all. You know, Gerrard can get in the mixer and win you a ball 60-40 against him. He'll win you that, and he'll win the ball and he'll spread it halfway across the pitch. And where his attributes would be, Joel, he can get up front, he can put the ball in the back of the net from a dead ball situation and in the air.
So where does he rank you? If he leads Liverpool to the title?
I would put him up there in the top three with the greatest ever English players. in the Premier League.
Okay.
Mine would be a man that donned the famous royal blue jersey of the greatest football club in the world, Paul Gascoigne.
Did he play in the Premier League? He couldn't have played too many years in the Premier League.
Middlesbrough.
I mean, they weren't exactly his greatest days, were they?
No.
But in terms of Premier League, in terms of English players in the Premier League, Steven Gerrard's in your top three,
yes,
George.
Absolutely, you know, I'm sure Mike would agree there.
I probably would. The thing is, Stevie stuck it out at Liverpool because A, he was a Liverpudlian, B, you know, he won the Champions League and that kept him there, but C, I think he felt he had to complete the mission of reviving the club, and he's done that from that perspective. You know, immense reward should come Gerrard's way from the Liverpool fans and Liverpool club. But as the actual player individually himself, there have been better players like Scholes and Shearer and players like that.
But again, mate, Scholes couldn't tackle to save his life. You know, that was his...
Yeah, but neither could George Best. So, I mean, what's that matter?
He was the greatest ever. You know, them qualities that you attributed to Beckham there, to Gerrard there, may just be the thing that'll get them over the line in these last four games as well.
I agree.
Let's go to Sean in Derry. Morning, Sean.
Morning.
You're a Liverpool fan, Sean, are you?
I am indeed, big Liverpool fan.
Okay.
I like to say, Gerrard, although a great player, I don't think he's one of the greatest in the Premiership, but I think he's probably the greatest role model for a professional footballer.
I would say as a role model, I think he's fantastic. I saw a bit of footage once when he was going into training, and there were kids waiting outside the training ground there, and he said to them, "I'm not signing your autographs for you because you're sagging off school, aren't you?" No, we're not. Yes, you are. Get yourself back to school. Get back here after school, and I'll sign your autographs. But don't bonk off school to come and see me enter the training ground. And that is great role model stuff, you know.
And Patrick's in Derry this morning. Morning, Patrick.
Hi, good morning. I'm great a bit indeed, but, you know, I'm 76 years of age. I've been born in Liverpool. I came up in 61, along with Leeds, and I think it to supremacy from then on. But you talk about, you compare Beckham with Gerrard. Gerrard plays midfield, Gerrard played in the wing. I mean, Beckham only played in one position, right wing, dead ball. Gerrard scores dead balls. It's really uncanny what he does and how he drives them on. And I was telling my friend the other day, because he lives close to me, Jobby Crossan, of Sunderland and Man City, and he was talking about the football, and we were discussing Suarez. Do you see, if Suarez was English, the Pippers would never, never be without the back pages about him. The man is exceptional. He does things I've never seen any footballer do, between defending, attacking, setting up attacks, scoring. And I've watched Maradona, I've watched Pelé, I've watched Georgie Best, I've watched them all. And this man has withdrawn the people to TV screens every week.
To be fair, Jim Gracie, it's a total transformation, isn't it, in terms of how people are now viewing Suarez compared with the sort of problem child that we saw with the biting incidents and everybody said, you know, he was a serial diver. And you have to look at the role that Brendan Rodgers has played in that transformation, don't you?
Oh, great, Brendan Rodgers. I have Brendan Rodgers.
Wanted to hear from Jim Gracie there, Patrick. Go ahead, Jim.
Brendan's been eulogised at the minute, and I think rightly so, but the Suarez thing, I could never understand what was going on in his head, and Brendan seems to have sorted it out. I mean, the guy has just got so much energy, and I'm not trying to excuse him here, but maybe he was just like one of those kids who were being fed too much sugar and things or something. I don't know what was going on with him, but he sorted his game out, and yes, the caller up in Derry there is 100% right. You know, he's just got so much energy, and box to box, and when he gets the ball in the box, you mean, you're holding your breath if he's playing against your team.
I mean, I couldn't help but mention Mike Parry. You know, you were talking about, you know, the greats of the game, you know, Beckenbauer and Charlton. Of course, the big difference is they have a World Cup winners' medal, and there's very little prospect of Steven Gerrard or any English players really getting one of those in the near future, isn't there?
Yeah, but we've already mentioned the player who was most damaged by his nationality, and that was George Best, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
So George Best was one of the world's great players, never got onto the international stage in an international shirt, but of course won the European Cup with Manchester United. You can't blame any player for not, you know, being of a particular country. Look at the great players, you know, down history. Some players and I'm going back now in probably to the 60s, the 50s, they actually had to change nationality to beat great international players from South America to Spain and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
that's not a consideration.
We have a World Cup to look forward to. Mike, I'm sure we'll hear lots from you over the course of the next few months. Thanks also to Jim.